I'm Craig Adams, along with Bruce Van Dyke. And in this segment, we're going to learn more about what's going on when it comes to parks and recreation. And with me this morning is Lisa Bowman. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, I understand that you were at a wedding this past weekend. Our Tim Alcorn was there, who's also here with us this morning. And he said, don't talk about this. So, you know, I need to ask you, tell me a little bit about this wedding and Tim's outstanding work.
Oh, the work was outstanding, but what happened at the Terry Shaw wedding stays at the Terry Shaw wedding.
All right. I saw a post on Facebook. We'll take it right there. All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about Parks and Rec. I know just a few moments ago you mentioned things were actually starting up today. What's going on?
Yeah, today's a big day for us. We start swim lessons at North and East Pools. We usually put about 500 children per year through our swim lesson program. We have morning, evening classes. All our day camps start today. We offer 11 day camps with 20 coordinating agencies that we offer free day camps that the mayor got funding through our Reach and Rise program, and they're all free for the students. And then we also start Safety Town today, which is an initiative we worked this year with the Elyria Police Department, and we're very excited about that. On top of all our other programs, T-ball, seniors, have a lot going on.
In Elyria, where is Safety Town located?
Safety Town is over at Northwood Junior High, 700 Golf Road in the back. The children get a breakfast in the morning, and we go right into Safety Town safety with all the agencies, fire department, police, sheriff. I know I'm missing someone, but they all come and they do a little snippet on safety. Each day we have a special event come in.
Any idea how many kids usually take part?
We offer four different weeks, and we have 80 children per session. And on top of that, we have volunteers, which we call our instructors, that these are junior high to high school, that assist these little ones each day as they're big and take them around. So we have, on a day, we could have 2 to 250 children every day at Safety Town.
Is there still an opportunity for someone to get in?
Yes. We have openings, yes we do, at all our Safety Town programs. Today's the first week. Next week will be the second, July 6th, the 3rd, and the following week in July, the 4th week. Register through the Parks and Recreation Office at City Hall.
Age-wise, what's the target there? Who usually takes part in that?
Safety Town is for the youth entering kindergarten. We want to teach them proper way to cross the street, stranger danger, fingerprinting. And that's mainly as they're leaving home, getting into the real world at age 5, teach them good safety habits.
Let's talk then about slightly older kids. Your summer camps, when we're looking at ages, 6 to 12 or so, perhaps tell us a little more about some of the specific camps. Each one is a little bit different.
Correct. Each camp has a different theme: arts and music, environment, science. Most of our camps are for ages 6 to 12, but we also offer two camps, which they're leadership camps, one for women, young ladies, and one for young men, and that's ages 13 to 17. The motivational basketball camp is in July. It's offered at South Rec. And we work in coordination with Boys and Girls Club. We bring speakers in, motivational speakers, to guide them in the morning. And then we have some rough, exciting basketball games and, one-on-one and different types of things like that, shootout contests. And then for the ladies, we have a leadership skills camp we offer with the YWCA. Same thing, some leadership skills, and then we get into questions and answers, bullying, and different topics like that.
When I think of summer camps, I don't necessarily think of leadership skills, motivational speakers. I guess these perhaps may be a little different.
That's a hard group to crack, that 13 to 17-year-old, to get them out there. But we're finding out by offering some of the fun stuff with kind of the leadership skills, they tend to come out and enjoy it.
We're talking with Lisa Bowman from Elyria Parks and Recreation this morning. The sun is coming out to the east here. The sun is rising in the sky. Pretty soon we'll need sunglasses here, no umbrellas needed whatsoever on Ely Square as we shine the spotlight on the city of Elyria. Also coming up in just a couple of weeks, I know it's been in the news, we've talked about it, the annual fireworks program that came back last year, and you're doing it again this year.
Correct. Through the mayor's office again, she has secured funding for us to offer a fireworks program on Wednesday, July 1st, And the significance of that day is that we don't have to pay overtime for the staff. So we can offer a great program. It'll begin at dusk over at West Park, which is 1200 Foster Avenue. Cooperation with vendors and games, and it'll be a great night for everybody.
Beyond fireworks, and we talked about summer camps, programs for kids, you also have programs for the entire family. And you put Ely Square to use and surrounding areas. What do you have to offer here?
Well, I have to say, there are programs in Ely Square every weekend. And I'm proud to say last Sunday, yesterday, we had Flag Day. Coming up, we have Donna's Diner does a car show in July 26th. That evening, we have a La Flavor concert. Every Thursday, we have a concert here from 11 to 1:30, a different band. We have a Mad Walk, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, on September 26th. Apple Festival is another big event, the Halloween Parade, Festival of Lights. So every weekend, an event or a group uses the square, which I'm happy. It's a unique opportunity to get out and use the park and put it to good use.
You know, you look at Ely Square, sometimes it's easy to take something for granted if you're sort of part of it. You go by it every day, you spend time on it. But it truly is one of the wonders of Lorain County.
Correct. Our fountain, we're looking at, the Parks Department is going to go through a master plan process where we're going to look at all our parks, reevaluate, and try to see what direction we want to go into. And the fountain, obviously, is a major part of that.
Okay, one other thing I see here, tennis, archery, and flag football. What are those about?
We offer youth programs for the children in the summer, and these are camps. There is a small fee involved, but it's a week-long camp where you'll learn that skill, whether it be tennis, archery, cheerleading, basketball, volleyball. Flag football is like a league we offer in the fall. But these are also fun camps that we've always done and offer them all over the city in all different parts.
We've talked about a lot of different things here today. Either you've got a humongous department, and I don't think that's the case, but you depend upon a lot of volunteers, right?
We definitely use volunteers. The Pride Day kickoff is great. I heard Mr. Benke talk about the park. That's how we got all this mulch here, through coordinated efforts with various groups like Church of the Open Door, Methodist Church. They volunteer their time. They helped us mulch everything, and we got a really great kickoff to that.
Well, Lisa Bowman, thank you very much for coming by. We appreciate your time with us today and for allowing us to be in the middle of one of your parks. We appreciate it.
I'm happy to have you here. You're welcome back anytime. And any questions, we'd love to keep you updated on all our programs. Thank you.
And how can people get that info?
Call our main office, 326-1500, 326-1500. There's still openings in all swim lessons, camps, senior citizen programming. We encourage you, take advantage of what we offer. It's inexpensive and available to all.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Good to see you again.